another victory in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today in Washington against the Nationals. They beat them again last night, 8-2, a home run from Christian Yelich. But why did Sal Frelick have to leave the game after his second at-bat? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, Sal had to leave the game. That's a knee problem again, the same thing he had during the Chicago series, so where he missed three of the games. It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think.
NFL, the Packers under the lights last night in Green Bay with family night, nearly 60,000 fans in attendance.
What a great environment, man. That's great for our football team to get out there and experience our fans and in that environment. So I think everybody's juices are flowing to get to our preseason games and get the Jets here next week.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy areas of smoke tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs within a degree or two of 80. Through the upcoming week, rain chances start to return as heat and humidity begins to build. It's 60 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will join us to break down all the weekend news. We go beyond the cheese with Poppy Bakery. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
While Maggie is enjoying some time off, here are some of our favorite moments over the last few weeks. The Best of the Maggie Dawn Show continues now.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. And happy hump day to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As ever and always, we've got a stacked show for you this afternoon, but let me start with some breaking news. The Supreme Court and yet another, quote, decision out of their shadow docket this afternoon, a small bit of good news. The Supreme Court refusing to revive a Florida law that would have permitted state officials from pursuing criminal charges against unauthorized immigrants in the state of Florida. You may ask, well, why can't they? Because immigration is a federal matter, not a state matter. So, at least in this one case, the Supreme Court doing hopefully what we all thought they should have. But as ever and always, stay tuned because they still have plenty of time to screw it up royally. That bit of breaking news just over the past hour or so. But we've got a great show. Let's give you the lineup this afternoon. We're going to start out with an incredible guest. We're going to be talking about Wisconsin farmers in just a moment. And the top of the 5 o'clock hour, I'll be joined by Sally Flores. She is a DACA recipient, and she is also the organizing director of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. I've heard her speak before, and talking to someone who experienced this last election cycle and Donald Trump's attacks on immigrants, who are also the lifeblood of our farming communities here in the state of Wisconsin, personally, about what that is actually like for her and her family. She recently traveled back to Mexico to visit with her parents. She's going to share some of those experiences with us. You're not going to want to miss that at 5. At 5:30, I will be discussing breaking news earlier this morning reported by the Journal Sentinel and other outlets across the state that apparently the Madison City clerk did nothing about 200 approximate absentee ballots. We'll get into that, why that's so appalling, and what the hell was going on in the city of Madison. Very disturbing news. It wasn't just the city clerk. It was her deputy elections official as well who did nothing. Maybe one person has a brain fart, but two? Oh, my goodness. We're going to talk about that at 5:30. And the Brewers are still in action right now in this hour. I was at the game last night. We're going to finish off today's show with me sharing some of my joy about the Milwaukee Brewers, specifically the Miz. Who is this kid? Oh, my goodness. 12 strikeouts in 5 innings, setting a Major League Baseball record. No pitcher has done that in the era of modern pitch tracking since 2008. We'll discuss more before the closeout of the show. But right now, I'm so excited to have with me State Senator Brad Paff. He is the guy in our state house on farming. Senator, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for making time.
Well, Maggie, thank you for having me, and congratulations to you. I saw the Miz pitch 2 weeks ago in Milwaukee on a Wednesday. It was lacrosse day.
Yes.
At the American Family Field, and the Miz beat the big ace that the Pittsburgh Pirates put out on the mound. And I'll tell you, there was 900 people that came down from lacrosse for lacrosse day at American Family Park, and we saw a great game. And I'm telling you, I am excited about Brewer baseball as well. So,
Brad, you can come back anytime and talk Brewers baseball with me.
Man.
That pitching outing for the Miz against Skeens from the Pirates was absolutely top-notch. He had a bit of a stumble with the Mets. I think everybody was looking, hey, he's going to be on the national stage last night. Everybody was tuned in. Former national champions coming off of last season. That Ohtani home run, first batter he faced, and the fact that he battled back, it was super impressive. I love that you love some baseball. Next time you're
I love it. I'll tell you, let's hear it for Sal Frelick at the bottom of the eighth. He comes up there and gives that extra run for us. 3-1, we get that cushion.
Yeah, that insurance run. Listen, little Sal Frelick, first of all, he wears short pants, which I love. Second of all, I can basically put him in my pocket. I'm a 6-footer. So, what is not to love about hardworking Sal Frelick? Listen, the next time you're in town, Senator, let's hear it. Civic Media know. We'll have a little cookout, if you will. I think they call them tailgates outside of AmFam.
They do call them tailgates. And I'll tell you, we will get to the show, because the thing is, the Brewers, I love the name of the Brewers because it goes back to the roots of what Milwaukee is, and that is a brewing capital of this nation. And the thing is, it brings the grains, the hops, and the barley.
Yes.
It all brings it all together. And of course, those come from our family farms, and I am very proud of all of that. But yes, the Brewers, I believe, are in a pennant hunt. I want them to go on a buyer's market and actually be proactive when it comes to trades, because I think we can give the Dodgers a run for the money when it comes to the NL pennant. And, let's go.
Senator, there's so much about what you're saying that I think, and I talk about this a lot, baseball to me is a bit of a foil, not just for Milwaukee as a hardworking city, but for Wisconsin, for the reasons that you are articulating. And boy, sir, you can do radio, because that was exactly the right pivot from breweries to the grains to our family farms. And that, to me, the hardworking nature of the Brewers franchise throughout its history, right? Always a bridesmaid, never a bride when it comes to the World Series. And I think that spirit of fight in our family farms and across the state of Wisconsin continues to this day. Sir, you have done quite a bit for farmers. You come from a farming background. You're from La Crosse County. You represent the proud 32nd State Senate District. You've done so since 2021. Let's talk a little bit about a few of the bills that you've introduced this year. I want to start with the most recent one because it's so incredibly important in light of what's going on federally. It is the Agricultural Purchase Program. Tell folks a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, I want to say this, and I appreciate it very much, Maggie, for the opportunity to be here. We hear an awful lot about the fact that, you know, rural America is leaning red and that we as Democrats have lost focus and touch when it comes to rural America. Well, I want to say, first of all, that's not the case. And don't paint us all with a broad, broad brush. I do believe that we need to continue to focus our message. And I do firmly believe, Maggie, that all politics is local. And so I appreciate you brought up the fact that I am very proud of my farm roots and from the rolling hills, coulees, and valleys of northern La Crosse County and to represent this region in the state Senate. And this is a proud agriculture district. And the point is this, is that it is the grains that are grown in our farm fields and is the milk that is produced in our dairy barns that pays the bills for a vast majority of a number of people in this state. And agriculture provides $116 billion of annual economic impact to this state. One out of every 10 people in this state are employed in some form of agriculture. So that is so very important. And we do need to be able to connect the dots of how that has an impact when it comes to public policy and when it comes to impact, when it comes to making sure that we continue to move this state forward in a way that, you know, benefits all of us. And so I did introduce legislation that, again, links consumers with our family farmers. It recognizes that this piece of legislation that was jammed through Congress last week is going to have an impact, and I would say a negative impact, on too many individuals that, through no fault of their own, are seeking food assistance at different times in their life. And so what this piece of legislation does is very simple. It provides grants to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, and then the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture would work with local food organizations in order to provide financial assistance. And those local food organizations then would contract directly with local farmers to receive the bring in the food that they seek. May it be meats, may it be milk, may it be cheeses, may it be maple syrup, whatever it may be. And so, again, it is trying to broaden out the supply chain as far as with agriculture. And at the same time, it's linking family farmers with consumers. And I think that is so very important. And what it's also doing is it recognizes during when there are challenges and dips in the marketplace and people are down on their luck, that we're just not throwing people to the street. We're recognizing the fact in a wealthy nation and a state like Wisconsin that grows food, we want to make sure that we can feed our neighbors.
Folks, if you're just joining us, I'm joined this half hour by Senator Brad Pfaff of the 32nd State Senate District. He has introduced three key pieces of legislation this cycle to help support Wisconsin farmers and families. People, because we have been rightly focused on the big brutal bill, as well as the state's biennial budget, people forget that one of the first things that Donald Trump did was cut all kinds of aid programs willy-nilly through executive orders, and it ended up immediately hurting Wisconsin farmers because we literally had food rotting in storage houses, not getting to the people that need the food. Read some reports of very acute impacts in Door County and in counties across the state. So again, this most recent bill is called the Agricultural Purchase Program. It's a bill to establish a $30 million fund within the Department of Agriculture, again, to make sure that families in need of emergency food assistance in the state get it and that they get that food assistance from our family farms. The other key piece, and as soon as I started to read about this, I got so ticked off, Senator. And this is the Right to Repair bill, which you introduced in February of 2025. Anyone who's had the fortune, I will say, the sort of modern problem of owning a foreign car and going to try to get it repaired, and they're like, yeah, it's this little piece that we're going to have to wait 3 months for, and it's going to cost you. Tell us what the right to repair bill is, and we got about a minute. We'll come back on the other side if you can spare me another segment, sir, so that folks know what this is about. But very briefly, what's the right to repair bill about?
It allows a farmer to fix their tractor or their combine or any farm equipment that they own on by themselves. Can you imagine you spend $150,000 to buy a tractor and you cannot fix it, and you are in the middle of harvesting corn or baling hay? It is just absolutely wrong. This is a monopolistic practice by the big farm equipment dealers, and we've got to stop this. And I am proud to introduce this legislation, and I need help getting it across the finish line.
Folks, again, that is State Senator Brad Pfaff, the right to repair bill introduced in February 2025. We'll put a link to both the bill and some of the coverage about this because I think it's so critical. John Deere basically has established a monopoly, and it forces folks that purchase this incredibly expensive equipment that you basically cannot compete in a marketplace without these days, to go through Deere for any sort of repair. And it is both crippling in terms of cost and time, especially during planting and harvest times. Folks, we're going to continue this conversation because this is where it's at. And one of the things that I want to talk to the state senator about on the other side is the consolidation that we have seen in agribusiness across the country over the last couple of decades. What's that doing to prices? What is that doing to the family farm here in Wisconsin? So, folks, you're going to want to stay tuned. We've got more with the state senator. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Maggie is enjoying some time off, but it's your chance to win with Free Ticket Friday. Using the Civic Media app, text us the word park for a chance to see the Brewers play New York Friday, August 8th. That word again, park, P-A-R-K. The best of the Maggie Dawn Show continues now.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. We've got one of those great conversations going on right now. And if you don't want to miss anything that happens, if you're sitting listening to your radio or on your smart speaker, and you're thinking, what happens during those breaks? Do they continue to have conversations? Of course we do, because that's the fun stuff. You can always watch the Civic Media YouTube channel. You can tune in at Maggie Dawn Show on Facebook, on Instagram, you know, all the socials, and check out me and my guests chit-chatting during the breaks. And this one, unsurprisingly, was about baseball. But let's get back to farming. We've got State Senator Brad Pfaff from the great 32nd State Senate District in La Crosse County, Wisconsin.
That's right.
You're from a farming background. I wanted to talk to you about consolidation across basically every subsector of the agricultural industry in the nation. And this, the reason that this is incredibly important for people is not just how it impacts your pocketbook, because as consolidation occurs, which means fewer companies control a greater percentage of the entire flow of business within a particular sector, it means that they can, without even getting in a room and agreeing about it, effectively push prices up. They can exert all kinds of anti-competitive behaviors. They can push out family farms. This is the phenomena of, hey, do you miss your local hardware store on Main Street? Well, that's because Walmart moved in. That's an example of consolidation. While Walmart promises to deliver lower prices, what we see, especially in agricultural industries, grocery, et cetera, at every sort of, again, sub-industry within agriculture, is that this has been pushing overall prices up, especially when measured against inflation. In other words, there's price gouging going on because of consolidation. Senator, you care about this deeply. You've been following this deeply, and it is just getting worse, is it not?
It surely is getting worse, and quite frankly, it's wrong. So if you are going to grill a hamburger tonight or grill a steak, I want to let you know that while that beef may have come from the countryside in this, all over this nation, the thing is there are four meat packers in this country that dominate 80% of the marketplace. They are Tyson Foods, JBS, which is a Brazilian firm, Cargill, and then National Beef, which is also based in Brazil. Four large meat packing companies control 80% of all the beef that's slaughtered in this country. And I also ask you to envision an hourglass in which you have literally hundreds of thousands of independent family farmers, and then envision the bottom of that hourglass in which you have millions of consumers, and then you have four meat packers at the dead center of that hourglass. So everything gets run through there. I think it is so wrong. I mean, you want to talk about breaking down economics and not having real price discovery, as an economist would talk about. If you want to talk about monopolistic practices like a lawyer would talk, or if you want to discuss antitrust, I believe that there needs to be a real thorough evaluation of what's happening. But again, this is a domestic marketplace and even an international marketplace, and it really is putting a squeeze on our family farmers, but also I would say on our consumers as well, because I think it restricts our choice. And that is why I pushed legislation, Maggie, in order to try and broaden this supply chain, make sure that we have more small town meat packing facilities. We call them locker plants out here in the countryside, where you can pull into a local meat a meat packing place and buy your summer sausage or buy your pork chops, and it's all local. And so I'm very proud within the Evers administration, there has been more money that's gone to local meat processing. These are, you know, family-owned operations. They're on Main Street, and it's a win-win for our consumers as well, because we get greater choice and greater variety when it comes to the food products that we can purchase and eat and enjoy. But yes, the consolidation that's taking place in agriculture, it just leads to a ripple effect. And so what happens is that the larger these meat packers get, or the larger the more difficult it gets to be able to sell your product, your animal or your wheat or your grain, what happens is you yourself as a farmer need to get larger. as far as purchase more land and you consolidate. And again, that just leads to fewer and fewer independent entrepreneurs, family farmers on the countryside.
It was fascinating to me when you introduced the right to repair legislation back in February of this year. The then FTC chair, Lena Khan, came out and said, yeah, we've got a problem. John Deere is exerting an unreasonable and anti-competitive amount of control. Of course, Donald Trump has removed Lena Khan from the Federal Trade Commission, has gutted that organization because consolidation feeds mega corporations, feeds the billionaire class, and that's who Donald Trump and the MAGAs are there to serve. They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords. Just a couple of facts for folks very briefly. Most economists will peg the consolidation in a market that creates anti-competitive, in other words, price increasing and locking out smaller businesses like family farms at around 50, sometimes 55%. In almost every subcategory of the agricultural industry, we are well over 60. Cottonseed, beef processing, which you mentioned, corn seed, soybean crushing, nitrogen fertilizer, soybean seed, retail grocery, pork processing, wheat milling, agrochemical, agricultural machinery, and poultry processing. We have seen consolidation levels never before in our nation's history, as we see right now. Thank you so much, State Senator Brad Pfaff of the great 23rd State Senate District. I can't wait to have you come back, talk Brewers, please. Brats, beer.
Let's talk Brewers.
And family farms. You. Yeah, real pleasure,
keep up
sir.
The great work, Peggy. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, sir.
Eagle 1490 AM. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Businesses are looking ahead to August 7th when a new wave of the Trump administration's tariffs are set to hit countries from just under 70 countries. Democrats are voicing opposition.
I've heard one consistent theme for business. They need predictability. And this chaos around Trump's tariffs isn't good for any business in America.
Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons. Demonstrators in the streets of Tel Aviv this weekend pushing for the release of more hostages as conditions in Gaza grow worse.
As the hunger crisis in the Gaza Strip grows and access to food and medicine remains difficult, another seven people died of malnutrition in the last day, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health, bringing the total to at least 169, including 93 children. Some hospitals across the Strip now operating at close to 300% capacity.
ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell reporting from Israel. This is ABC News.
Another victory in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today in Washington against the Nationals. They beat them again last night, 8-2, a home run from Christian Yelich. But why did Sal Frelick have to leave the game after his second at-bat? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, Sal had to leave the game. That's a knee problem again, the same thing he had during the Chicago series, where he missed three of the games. It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think.
NFL, the Packers under the lights last night in Green Bay with family night, nearly 60,000 fans in attendance.
What a great environment, man. That's great for our football team to get out there and experience our fans and in that environment. So I think everybody's juices are flowing to get to our preseason games and get the Jets here next week.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson has been married five times. Once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Kane did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy areas of smoke tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs within a degree or two of 80. Through the upcoming week, rain chances start to return as heat and humidity begins to build. It's 60 right now.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Maggie is enjoying some time off, but it's your chance to win with Free Ticket Friday. Using the Civic Media app, text us the word park for a chance to see the Brewers play New York Friday, August 8th. That word again, park, P-A-R-K. The best of the Maggie Dawn Show continues now.
We're not every woman. It's Kristen and me. It's 4:30. It's time for Broad Appeal here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm joined this half hour by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Today's a special installment of Broad Appeal. Kristen and I don't have any other guests. We just want to talk with you. And our female callers will be given priority. We want to know what you, ladies, and men, you're welcome to, but especially the ladies out there, given that it is our Broad Appeal segment. What are you feeling about the big, brutal bill? Let me give you an idea of what we're looking for, what we're hoping that you might share with us this afternoon. I've heard many stories over the years of moms, especially, who have skipped meals to make sure that their kids are fed. Families that don't fill prescriptions or ration prescriptions so that they can pay rent or just maintain their overall health insurance. By nearly all objective measures, all that's going to get worse under the big, brutal bill. So Kristen and I want to hear from you. Have you ever had to skip a meal or delay critical health care because you couldn't afford it? What did that feel like for your family? Have you ever had trouble navigating your benefits under Medicare or Medicaid or the Affordable Care Act? What was the hardest part? Did you lose coverage? What impact did that have on you? And are you worried that these program cuts could face women, could force women and families to make really, really heartbreaking decisions about the health, wellness, and nutrition in their families? What does that feel like for you? Kristen and I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Dr. Lyerly, I can only imagine that over your years of practice, you've heard some of these stories. What's it like to be a physician and see your patients struggling with what are
basic needs and having to prioritize feeding kids over rent or getting the health care that they need. What does that feel like as a practitioner?
I've heard these stories. I've lived these stories. Growing up, we were on food stamps. My parents, you know, long story short, my father died. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She ended up being able to get a minimum wage job. It was $4.25 an hour back then, but we were barely getting by. And that was a struggle. So to grow up and be a physician in a situation of privilege like I am right now is an entirely different life than I lived when I was a child. But I see, you know, my kids, of course, looking to the future, wondering how they are going to be able to build a future that will serve them. You know, they're not barely making ends meet. How are they going to save for their retirement and potentially build a family, buy a house? I mean, my oldest son is a teacher, and he knows that he can't do those things, those common things that many people want in their lives, because he can't afford it. And then I talk to my patients, many of whom don't pick up essential medications like birth control pills, because they went to the pharmacy and they were told that it was going to be $25, and they just didn't have that extra $25. So they're going without. And it's so frustrating. And to know that it's going to get worse, Maggie, not better.
Yeah.
My heart is breaking for America, and not just for Democrats and for people who voted for Democrats. But I mean, think about people who put their trust in Donald Trump, thinking that he was the guy, he was going to be different. And they believed the things that he said because they needed something different. The government wasn't working for them. And now here we are. And it's even worse than it was before.
Yeah, I think the dissatisfaction levels and frankly, the distrust is going to get far, far worse before it gets better. Ladies, if you're out there, this is your chance. Have you ever had to choose between food or rent and medicine for your family? Have you not taken your kid to the doctor because you didn't have health insurance? Have you let an illness for you or your partner or your kids go far too long? What were the impacts? What did that make you feel like? Men, you can chime in too, but it is broad appeal, so ladies will take preference on the phone lines. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. In my own family, my dad growing up lost his father when he was very young. And he has very specific, almost photographic memories of what then went on in his family, that what sacrifices his mother made to just keep their family barely afloat. And so this is not new for working families. But I think the acuity and, frankly, the cruelty in the rationale that Republicans have made for this, it has been only and exclusively to fund massive violations of civil rights and basic constitutional protections, to lock people up in concentration camps that have never ever committed a crime in their life here in the United States, and to give tax breaks to billionaires, hundred millionaires, and corporations like Amazon, and frankly, to give tax cuts to people like Jeffrey Epstein. It's shocking to me that the party of so-called family values is bear hugging this kind of cruelty towards working families. One of the things that concerns me particularly, Dr. Lyerly, is basic nutritional assistance. We're going to be talking to the executive director of Feeding Wisconsin on Friday. I've been seeing reports from folks that run food banks here in Wisconsin and across the country that they simply will not be able to gap fill the massive shortfalls that will occur because of these draconian cuts to emergency food assistance through the big brutal bill. And I One of the questions that I want to hear from listeners about is, have you ever suffered what I'm going to call the death of 1,000 paperwork cuts? Meaning you're working, you're trying to get your kids to school, you're trying to get all these things done. There are 24 hours in the day and you have to at least sleep a few of them. And the additional administrative burdens, these additional paperwork obstacles, which will only in the end push eligible people off of these programs. You know, how has that occurred before in your life? Have you faced those things? Again, to what end? It just seems so immeasurably cruel. And the idea that, oh, well, our food banks will be able to make up the difference is simply false.
No, our food banks will not be able to make up the difference. And it's a double hit because the SNAP benefits have been cut, but so have the nonprofits who fill those gaps. And they are not going to be able to be there to be that safety net for the safety net that we've had in place. We're already seeing it. I mean, here in Green Bay, there are a number of organizations that try to link farmers, local farmers, with local folks who need that food assistance, and they are struggling to make ends meet, having to dip into their pockets, having to go to more of the benefactors, the private benefactors in the area who are frankly tapped out. The system was tense before, and now it's just brittle. It's breaking, and we haven't even started to see the effects of this terrible Trump tax bill.
Yeah, I... None of this stuff is light, like a light switch flipping on and off. And I think sometimes it makes it more challenging for people to get their arms around it. But the erosion of these programs, the pain that the brutal bill will cause families is real. And the fact that it may happen slowly in some instances doesn't negate that it's hurting working people. It's hurting working poor folks. It's not going to help the middle class. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Kristen, I want to hear from you. Again, have you and your family ever struggled with the administrative burdens of accessing benefits or programs that you are entitled to, that you are eligible for while you're working, for example, be that Medicaid, Medicare, the ACA, SNAP benefits, which we call food share here in Wisconsin, Badger Care? Call us and tell us about it, or text in 855-752-4842. One of the other things that I have heard in various ways, shapes, and forms throughout my career, Kristen, is I have been probably at times to a fault pretty outspoken about pretty much everything.
Everything, yeah.
Right. I think you and I might have this in common. Uh-huh. And I know that I have at times paid a price for that. But I'm also curious to hear from women out there that might be listening to us. Do you feel safe speaking out either in your family? Do you feel safe if your husband is a Trump voter saying, I think you're completely nuts? If you disagree, do you feel safe speaking out in your church communities? Or do you have fear about speaking out? 855-752-4842. We've got Joe on the line from Madison. Joe, please say hi to Dr. Lyerly, and what would you like to share this afternoon?
Hi, Dr. Wiley. I'm nearly near tears when I think of this. I hope that any women who are listening to this, who are going through a hard time, hear a subtext that you and the doctor were talking about. When you said, doctor, that your family had been on food stamps when you were young, and now you're a medical doctor. Maggie, when you spoke of the hard times that your father was going through, but you made it to law school, and now here you are. My dad, during the Depression, his mother was a widow. That my dad talked about times when his mother said to him, if you want something to eat, you have to go out and shoot something, because we have no food. There still are a lot of people in Wisconsin for whom the butchering of a deer that someone catches lasts them for a very, very long time. I hope that one message that comes through all of this is that people realize that this is one moment in your life and it doesn't define you. Don't feel ashamed about it. Don't feel bad about it. It happens to many, many people that they are food insecure, that things are going poorly, and it's not the only moment in your life. There will be other moments, and I know that there may be people listening who just don't want to talk about it. It makes them feel bad. Please understand that things can change in your life, and this one moment in time does not define you and your family. Things can change. Thanks a lot for the opportunity to speak.
So much in what Joe from Madison had to say. Thank you for calling in. What Joe's talking about is the politics of shame and judgment and the concept of deserve, that if you need help, you must be ashamed. You must have done something wrong, that you do not deserve help if you fall on hard times. And what Joe and what Dr. Lyerly and I are trying to say is that it happens in every family. Mm-hmm. It happens to working people. And it is nothing to be ashamed of, and we need to speak now. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Women, you go to the top of the caller list. Please join Dr. Lyerly and I. What are your fears and experiences in the wake of the big, brutal bill? We continue this discussion on the other side. Keep it locked. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. as Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Maggie is enjoying some time off, but it's your chance to win with Free Ticket Friday. Using the Civic Media app, text us the word park for a chance to see the Brewers play New York Friday, August 8th. That word again, park, P-A-R-K. The best of the Maggie Dawn Show continues now.
Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday. We are in the 4:30 half an hour block. I'm joined by Dr. Lyerly. And what does that mean, everybody together now? It is time for Broad Appeal. Today, a special installment. We want to hear from you, especially you ladies out there in our listening audience, about your struggles trying to make it work in your family. Have you had to choose between eating yourself and feeding your kids and rent and healthcare? Have you ever had to delay healthcare? Maybe even on something that was really critical because your family couldn't afford it. Have you ever been overwhelmed and then kicked off of an insurance program because of the freaking paperwork? My goodness, it shouldn't be this hard to get basic healthcare. 855-752-4842. What are your fears? What are your concerns about the big, brutal bills impacts in your family? And we're adding a layer of questions here in this second block. And that is, have you ever been, frankly, scared or confused by a government official? Has somebody ever bullied you from the government? We want to hear from you. Your stories matter here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 855-752-4842. We've got our friend Ollie from the Northwoods on the line. Say hi to Dr. Lyerly. What you got for us, Ollie?
Hi, Dr. Lyerly and Maggie. I can answer yes to so many of those questions. When my kids were little, yes, I did skip meals, and I still do now because of medical expenses and stuff. Sometimes I have to ration my meds, which I know isn't a good idea, but that's the way it is. And I can't see it getting any better. I'm homebound, and I do pay insurance, and I pay a lot for the insurance, which means that by the time you pay the insurance, you have a hard time still paying copays on meds and stuff. And I worry that if I lose that insurance because I have pre-existing illnesses, then what will happen? Yeah. And I also worry about being older, and if I need because of my health, I'm able to stay in my little home right now, but I always thought that there would be a time when I would need to go to a nursing home. But now, with the way the government is now, there may not be an option of being able to go to a nursing home for anybody. So there are a lot of things to think about these days.
Thanks so much, Ollie. You have bravely shared your struggles and journey before. I appreciate you so much. Kristen, your reactions.
It's just heartbreaking, all of it. Ollie, I am so sorry. And to know that you're having to ration your medications, it just scares me as a physician, because you're on those medications for a reason. And if you're not able to take them as directed, I am so sorry. And I promise personally, and this is my pledge to you and to everyone out there, I'm going to continue to fight so we all can get access to healthcare, because it is a human right. In this, the wealthiest country on earth, we are taking healthcare away from our citizens in order to give tax breaks to people who own private jets. Are you kidding me? We're taking away healthcare from moms and babies who live in rural parts of our country in order to give giant tax breaks and increase the deficit. It just doesn't make any sense. And we already have the worst outcomes amongst peer countries in the civilized world. So it's only going to get worse. But there's a light. There's some hope here. And I heard it with Joe. It is the taking care of each other. It's the supporting each other. It's having conversations and just reminding each other that you are not alone, that we all have tough times. And when we band together and we organize, we can get things done.
Yeah, and I think sharing stories and getting real and speaking out is part of that journey. One thing that Ollie's comments really triggered in me is that when people have these times of need, they are often compounding needs. Housing insecurity it then leads to food insecurity. Those things can lead to job loss, which increases the cycle. Then you lose, if you had broadband, you lose it. Then you're trying to navigate the paperwork and how do you get the housing and how do you get to your job? If you can find people that are in these times of distress, it's not one problem and I'll sit down for a few hours on a Saturday when I don't have to work and just figure it out. Mm-hmm. That isn't how it works in the real world. And folks that think it is, please talk to some people who have been through this. I bet you know a bunch of them. I bet you may sit next to them on a pew or a bar stool. Be open to the reality of what's happening to working families like Ollie's, like yours, Kristen's, like mine, and like my producer, Jamie's, who shared this via text. When her young son was 3 and diagnosed with Asperger's, their family's income hit the threshold, too high to get any assistance or help in any way, but too poor to afford the insurance. They only were allocated 10 occupational therapy appointments for an entire year, went through them in 2 weeks, and had to spend thousands out of pocket to help their kid become the best person he could be. I've paid for Cobra myself a few times and emptied my pocketbooks of thousands. Thank you to Dr. Lyerly. When we come back after the top of the hour, I'll be joined by State Senator Chris Larson. We're going to discuss how to bring Democrats together to fight this pain that we're experiencing. Stay tuned here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Democrats are voicing concerns about the Trump administration's next round of tariffs set to take effect this week. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says tariffs are already damaging the U.S. economy.
The erratic, disruptive, even destructive way President Trump is imposing these tariffs is going to have a huge economic cost to average Americans.
Growing concerns over famine in Gaza. Caroline Willeman with Doctors Without Borders says desperate people are now looting UN aid trucks.
We see armed gangs as well. What has happened is that somehow the situation has been created of total chaos. And if we don't get large amounts of food in that allow this chaos to reduce a little bit, we will continue to see these scenes that are absolutely devastating every single day.
Meanwhile, thousands took to the streets of Tel Aviv this weekend, pushing for the release of the remaining Israeli hostages. This is ABC News.